Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, the host of Talking with Chris Hardwick has come under fire after shocking abuse allegations have been made against him. One of the most trusted diets out there may not be everything it's cracked up to be. And these parents are facing a $132,000 price tag for what they say is a mistake.
First, an American child was diagnosed with a disease that dates to the Middle Ages. An Idaho boy recently contracted bubonic plague. Officials say the child is recovering at home after being treated in a hospital. It's unclear how the child was infected. Officials say squirrels near his home tested positive for the disease in 2015 and 2016, but that no human cases were reported. Centuries ago, the plague killed millions. Today, it's treatable with antibiotics, but can be fatal if not diagnosed early. Symptoms include headache, fever, chills, extreme weakness, and swollen lymph nodes. The plague spreads to humans through bites from infected fleas. The CDC recommends treating pets for fleas, controlling the rodent population near homes, and wearing insect repellent when outside. It's the first case of plague in Idaho in 26 years.
Meghan Markle's father, Thomas, has spoken out about missing his daughter's wedding last month, saying she and Prince Harry were both disappointed.
Meghan cried, I'm sure, but she did cry. And they both said, take care of yourself, we're really worried about you. So they said the important thing was that I get better.
And Del Monte is recalling small veggie trays after the FDA says they've been linked to an investigation of 78 people reportedly getting sick. Veggies in the trays include broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, celery, and dill dip, and were sold in Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, Incredibles 2 had an enormous opening, but despite this, Disney have issued a warning.
That's right. Incredibles 2 had an incredible opening weekend after making $180 million domestically. It's the biggest animated debut of all time. Meanwhile, Disney has issued a seizure warning for some fans due to scenes in the movie that contain flashing lights. These may affect people with epilepsy or other photosensitivities. When it comes to tipping, millennials are the worst. 10% of them don't tip, according to a new survey. And even if they do, they leave 15% compared to the overall median of 18%. The survey found that millennials would actually prefer to pay more for a meal than leave the gratuity. And get this, Apple is teaming up with a startup to locate cell phone callers. The reason? Most 911 callers use cell phones, which can be a problem for first responders.
And Nicole, what is the issue with our current response system?
Well, the current system is 50 years old. Carriers do provide callers' locations, but the estimates can be off by a few hundred yards. Regulators say that shaving off just 60 seconds in response times can save thousands of lives a year.
Well, let's hope they can do it. Nicole in New York, thank you.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear there's a surprising new study about people's attitude toward equal pay.
Hi there, Kristen. That's right. According to a new study, most employees would choose their dream career over equal pay. A survey by a mobile banking company finding that 55% of women and 65% of men would snag that dream job, even if it meant getting paid less for that same position than somebody of the opposite sex. Millennials still take risks when it comes to tanning. A study published in the Journal of Consumer Affairs finds college-age millennials continue to tan outdoors even with the risk of skin cancer. Researchers studied over 250 college students to determine their sun safety knowledge. They failed on questions like how to correctly apply sunscreen. 7 in 10 saying they purposely go outdoors to get a tan. Researchers say if you do plan to tan outside, put a shot glass size worth of sunscreen over your entire body. And finally, a new study finds blueberries can help fight cancer. Researchers found people who eat blueberries while they're having radiation respond better to the treatment. They say a chemical in the blueberries makes cancer cells more sensitive to the treatments. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
You know, I knew blueberries were good for you, but I had no idea they were so powerful. Thanks, Danielle. Welcome back to Top 30. Email scams are costing Americans billions. The FBI recently announced the arrest of 74 people in several countries, including the U.S. and Nigeria. They're accused of email fraud. The Bureau seized over $2 million in cash and stopped $14 million in fraudulent wire transfers. The FBI says the scam is an evolution of the infamous emails from a Nigerian prince who has a small fortune, a passport issue, and questionable grammar. The criminals are still targeting vulnerable individuals, especially the elderly, by trying to get them to send money. But their crimes have also become more sophisticated. The FBI says the syndicate it busted was targeting businesses. They looked through records from the SEC and other filings to find the names and emails of chief executives and financial officers at several companies. Those email addresses were allegedly hacked or spoofed. Criminals then sent fake company emails alerting employees of an issue that could be cleared up quickly if only they transferred some money. The Bureau estimates American companies have been scammed out of $3.7 billion.
72-year-old Denise Janeski always thought it was a little strange she had blonde hair when everyone else in her family was a redhead or a brunette. So Denise decided to take a 23andMe genealogy test. She discovered she wasn't actually related to her parents and siblings. Instead, her DNA results popped up in another family tree, the Jordines from nearby Hammond, Wisconsin. Denise would soon realize she was switched at birth with another woman, Linda Jordines, 72 years ago. The two women were born 31 minutes apart at the same hospital in St. Paul, Minnesota, on December the 19th, 1945. No one knows for sure why or how the switch happened, but nonetheless, the two women recently met in person and struck up a friendship, and they've even gotten to know their newfound biological family members.
The research doctors once used to recommend a popular diet has come under fire. For years, we've heard that the Mediterranean diet is good for your heart. It mainly consists of fruits, vegetables, nuts, olive oil, and some fish. It cuts down on red meat, sugar, and dairy. The recommendations were largely based on a 2013 study. It suggested the diet can lower risk of heart attack and stroke. That study has now been retracted. Over 7,400 people were assigned one of three different diets for 5 years. But recently, a British doctor discovered that those subjects were not assigned diets at random. That means researchers can't be sure that the results they found were from the diet or from other factors like environment. So the authors redid their analysis. It still showed that those on a South European diet had fewer heart attacks and strokes, but it doesn't say the diet will lower risk. Critics say that's not enough. One statistician says these people were naive. They were sloppy and didn't know they were being sloppy. The original authors say their new results hold up.
Multiple television networks have cut ties with comedian Chris Hardwick following allegations of abuse. Actress Chloe Dykstra said Hardwick emotionally and sexually abused her during their relationship. Hardwick issued a statement denying the allegations. AMC pulled his talk show from their schedule. NBC, where Hardwick hosts a game show, says it will assess the situation. It's difficult, this. This is one woman that he went out with for 3 years, talking about rules within their relationship, how she was expected to be ready to go to bed with him when he came home from work. What's hard about this for me is he's famous, he's a public figure,
yeah,
and the roof falls in on you very quickly these days. And of course, allegations should be heard and listened to, but it doesn't follow the normal pattern of due process, this kind of stuff. And yeah, it may be true, it may not be true, I have no idea, but I don't really know how he defends himself, is I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, he has released a statement saying, I'm devastated to read that she is now accusing me of conduct that did not occur and always wanted the best for her. As a husband, a son, and future father, I do not condone any kind of mistreatment of women. So that was his statement. She says after they broke up, he had her blacklisted in Hollywood.
By making phone calls.
By making phone calls and saying don't work with her and whatnot. She says she was in agony over
She
this.
Does say that, but then someone else might say, okay, so she was angry. Now she's writing in hindsight. Now, look, exactly, as I said, it may be true, it may not be true, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it's hard to speculate because there's so many holes that we have no idea really what happened.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's move on now. A 5-year-old boy in Kansas hugged a sculpture on display at a community center. The piece fell over. 2 days later, his parents received a bill from the city's insurance company for $132,000. The insurance company accused them of being negligent. The family says they're frankly offended and can't pay.
Who can?
You know,
who can just pay $130,000 out of nowhere?
Not a lot of people. To me, 5-year-old art museum, they do not add up.
No, look, it wasn't. The parents are saying it wasn't secured. And when you watch the video of the kid knocking Aphrodite, this is Aphrodite of Kansas City, it's called, right, knocking it over, you do think, yeah, it doesn't look secured, right? I
mean, no, it's just like, poof, and the kid was hugging it. The kid was trying to love Aphrodite.
Well, and that's because Aphrodite is the Greek goddess of love.
So it's clear what was happening.
I know. It's the goddess of love and procreation. What do you think Aphrodite would do? Do you think Aphrodite would send a mean-spirited bill for $132,000 to the parents of a 5-year-old?
Amen. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 32 Chicago, the Carpe Librum bookstore is using the past to help the future. Proceeds from every used book, album, and movie sold benefits Turning the Page, a family engagement program.
We know that when parents are more engaged, students are, they attend school more often, they have higher academic success, they have higher self-esteem. So all of those great things go into our work and what we hope the parents are bringing home to their students.
Our next story from Fox 2 Detroit. The annual Senior Olympics, organized by the Detroit Area Agency on Aging, is a chance for those over 50 to show off their skills. Attendees can participate in up to 6 competitions, like basketball, softball, and table tennis, or less traditional events like pie eating, horseshoe, and dancing the hustle. The energetic atmosphere around the 3-day event proved age is just a number. Our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia. Michael Fitzgerald began working in the kitchen of Radnor Middle School after graduating high school. For the next 47 years, the former student, known fondly as Mickey, rode his bike to work every day. Now, as retirement begins, Mickey will head home for the very last time. Teachers and students held signs for the beloved employee as they gathered for the send-off, gifting him with new tires, a saddlebag, and a fix-it kit, all things he'll enjoy as he rides toward his next adventure. Do you ever find yourself reaching for that donut even though you're not hungry? Well, doctors say a new test shows unhealthy foods that combine fat and carbs activate the brain's reward system in a way similar to drugs.
Certain foods, particularly when fat and carbs are combined, and obviously carbs turn into sugar, they're a stimulant and they put you basically in a better mood, which is what drugs can do, right, what alcohol can do. And people who drink a lot will sometimes crave alcohol when they're a bit down. They don't have to be thirsty. They don't have to have had anything else. And what happens here is your brain is used to that feeling. And if you're a bit down, you may crave that combination of fat and carbs and sugar to put yourself in a better mood.
Yeah.
You don't have to have had a meal. You don't have to be hungry. And in that sense, it replicates exactly what drugs do. And that's why it's dangerous, because then you're eating when you don't need actual food. You just need to be in a better mood.
So I don't know if science explaining it will help anyone.
That's the problem. It doesn't.
But now at least you understand yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. A new study shows how parents using phones during family time impacts their children. The data was published in the Journal of Pediatric Research and basically states children can feel ignored, obviously, causing them to be more hyperactive, whine and throw tantrums. The hyperactive bit is quite interesting because, again, both of these two scientific studies are telling us things that are perfectly obvious in a way. Like, you know bad food can be addictive. You know looking at your phone can be bad for your kids.
But I don't know if this is always obvious, because I don't know if people think, looking at my phone over here, I'm missing all these opportunities to build my child up and realize what they're doing is cool and validating them.
But I don't think parents realize that. I think most people know instinctive. If you interact with your kid, it's better than not. But here's an interesting piece of data that came out of that study. Parents of children ages 8 to 18 reportedly spend an average of more than 9 hours looking at a screen every day.
Wow.
I know, that's something, right?
Yeah, that's a powerful number right there. All right, well, starting a conversation with the opposite sex can be an art form, but some people, there are those few, who turn to pickup lines to kind of get the ball rolling. Refinery29 scoured the internet to find some of the worst pickup lines used on dating sites. And we're gonna talk about some of the few they found. I cannot believe people still do this, but here we go. Okay. If I had a penny for every time I thought of you, I'd have exactly 1 cent, because you never leave my mind.
I quite like that. I mean, why is that bad?
That's not a pickup line. That's a joke to me. Like, I would just laugh if someone said that to me.
Wait, you got another one?
Yeah, I have a few, actually. I've got a lot of pickup lines on my sleeve. If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber.
Oh, come on, that's sweet.
cucumber. That one is a little cute, actually.
They would never make you go out with someone, but I quite enjoy them.
How about this one? I'm a firm believer in the idea that you get what you give. So here's my number.
It just doesn't quite work. You need to, there's no point in someone just having your number. They've got to call you and date you and like.
Well, I think people understand what getting the number, what you do next.
Yeah. These are from online dating apps. This is part of the 9 hours a day people are spending staring at a screen. Given how corny they are, maybe it would be better if they got out into the real world and met some actual humans.
Now that's an idea. You might think the circus is in town, but it's just Amazon's treasure truck. The online retail giant has launched a fleet of food truck-like pop-ups that travel around the country offering discounted deals on the spot. They're already in 40 cities across the U.S. and Europe. As an Amazon member, you can sign up for treasure truck alerts that let you know what will be for sale that day. Anything from steaks and seafood to small kitchen gadgets and trendy tech items. The sale item of the day is a secret until an alert is sent out. You can then buy it online or on your app and then head to the closest truck to pick it up. What a fun way to get a good deal.
The tiny town of Owen Sound in Ontario, Canada, got their very first Pride Parade this year, thanks to local 16-year-old Ryan Brown. After taking the idea to City Hall, Brown was able to coordinate a parade of 25 groups and several floats. The community really came together, Brown said of his city, with a population of about 22,000. A lot of people think we're a small conservative town, but it's not necessarily the case. The entire event was a great success, so much so that Brown received a phone call from Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, congratulating him. Brown said, "We talked about wanting to inspire more young people to know that they can make a change, and you don't need to wait to be an adult to do that." Trudeau has been outspoken and supportive in recognizing the LGBTQ community and their events, and now Brown has the phone call of a lifetime to prove it.
When you're a kid, losing a tooth is so exciting because you get a visit from the tooth fairy. But you might get a little jealous when you hear what kids are getting for their pearly whites these days. Cody Gopp, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio with more. So, Cody, I hear the tooth fairy is raising her rates.
That's right, Kristen. A new study says the tooth fairy is adjusting for inflation. A survey asked baby boomer, Gen X, millennial, and Gen Z participants how much money they got from the tooth fairy when they were kids, and they found it's gone up a lot. People over 53 made about 69 cents per tooth back in the day. 39 to 53-year-olds get about twice that at $1.39. 24 to 38-year-olds get a similar increase with about $2.13 per tooth. And today's generation of tooth losers age 6 and up are averaging $3.25 per tooth. Another estimate from Delta Dental says today's average is more than $4 per tooth, and they say the rate of a tooth over time has closely matched up with the S&P 500. So kids, if you want to get the most bang for your buck, keep an eye on the stock market. I know you can hang onto that tooth until the economy really rallies. Kristen?
Well, in that case, I hope my kids never see this story because they are getting 50 cents. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on Curiosity.com and Top 30. We'll be right back. You may be familiar with Soul Train, but have you ever heard of the Universal Circus? For 25 years now, this one-of-a-kind experience has brought circus acts to urban communities across the U.S. And Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston takes us inside the Big Top. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. That's right. For more than two decades, the Universal Circus has entertained the masses with a cast from all over the world. And everyone has a specialty, whether it's the bone breakers who can contort their bodies or the motocross riders who aren't afraid of the steel cages. Each act is meant to wow the crowd and get them involved. But my favorite part was definitely getting a chance to play ringmaster.
Had a couple of diaphragms.
Welcome to the Universal Circus! Universal travels the country year-round, and I'm telling you, it's faster and it's funkier than any performance you've ever seen. So check it out. Back to you, Kristen.
It looks like so much fun. And by the way, if that guy ever gets sick, I bet you could step in as ringmaster anytime. Thanks, Coco.
All right, that is it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. The average price of a used car is the highest it's been in 13 years. Why experts say the market is changing. Plus, how one woman with special needs is making history in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.